you call, what's the name of our race?
We're supposed to be American.
Okay, okay. Anything else you might call?
English. No.
Okay.
What English people are we called? English people over here, what are we called?
Well,
I don't know. I just wonder what we are called.
I guess American would be
American
English.
People don't love no one. I don't prefer
yeah.
my blood. I've got Indian. I made that remark one time. We was at a prayer meeting. Uh-huh. I never had anything get me so bad in my life. So we were talking what we had in us. And I said, my mother-in-law was sitting right by me. And I was praying. And I said, I've got a little Indian in me. And Ma whispered in her ear, said, Judy, they all know it. You don't have to tell them.
I swear.
That's a remark she made. Said, Judy, they all know it. You don't have to tell them.
Did you stomp on her foot or anything?
I did. That was because I never did sass her or hurt her anything.
Because yeah.
she'd been afflicted ever since me and my husband married. She'd been afflicted ever since her last baby was born.
Oh, really? What was the matter?
Falling with the wind.
Oh,
wow. She couldn't go to church nowhere without wearing a nice apron on her dress on account she'd have to hold her sport.
Oh, uh-huh.
Her wound
sport.
Didn't have one that fit, looked like it ought to, and she had to kind of hold it. But anyhow, I always treated her just like she's a baby. And she always was good to me.
What would you call a child that had one white parent and one black parent?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call white people who aren't very well off and who are kind of good for nothing and too lazy to work and stuff like that?
We always call them poor trash.
Okay.
And we was pretty poor ourselves,
yeah.
but we did keep clean and had plenty of clean clothes. We
yeah.
kept our bodies clean. And we didn't consider ourselves in that race because Papa always made us keep cleaned up. But they
yeah.
didn't care what they went clean or not. They would absolutely nail, as the old saying is. Papa said, you kids ain't gonna play that poor trash anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Said, I feel sorry for the babies. They can't help it.
Yeah.
But said, I don't want my children running around with a bunch like that.
And there were some kids around like that, huh?
Oh, yeah, in our neighborhood. And he said, you kids ain't gonna, you children, he didn't say kids. Because you know what he said kids was?
What?
Was a nanny goat and billy goat's baby.
Oh, okay.
So that was a kid.
Okay.
And he said, we supposed to be children.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, let's be children.
Okay.
So do you children see any horn in your papa's head? That's what he'd tell us. And he
funny.
Said your mother sure wasn't a nanny.
That's funny.
But that's what Papa always told us.
Okay.
And when I went to call my children kids, he said, well, sister, I said, where's Clarence's horns? And said, I don't hear you blatant. I'd say kids to my kids sometimes. And he'd get right on me about it.
That's funny.
He'd ask me what I was and said, I don't see no horns in Clarence's head.
He'd be particular about that word then, huh?
I had to be around him.
Because
that's something that he just couldn't stand.
Well, somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know much about town ways, what would he call himself, maybe?
Little old country heathen. That's what I was. I was a little old country heathen. Come down about once a month.
Okay.
I lived 4.5 miles out here, and I didn't know what the city looked like hardly. And that's when Denton wasn't half as big as it is now. In fact, Denton's out there where I live.
Is that right?
It's done out there now. The city limits on the other side of where I live.
It's grown out that far,
Yeah, and it was 4.5 miles from town that time.